for a little devotional this morning. My thoughts are a little bit scattered, but this past week I heard a verse on the radio, and it kind of pricked on my heart. The verse is Psalms 24, verse 1. It says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." You know, it got me to thinking, everything belongs to the Lord. The earth is His. So in everything, we should magnify the Lord therein because it's all His. And it got me to thinking on my life as far as my daily living and my spiritual living because, He's Lord of all, Lord of my everyday life, Lord of my devotional life, my work. Supposedly he's supposed to be that. So do I honor that, or do I separate my daily life and my spiritual life? Do I draw a line in there? And on Sunday morning, maybe I focus on the Lord and focus on His Word, and then the rest of the week I focus on whatever else, because that's my daily life then. And I think I get caught up in that trap there. I hate to admit it, but I think too many times I view life as maybe a Sunday Christian or a person that worships the Lord on Sunday. The rest of the week is my everyday life, and then I don't need to do that. And I just had to think, how do I react and treat people on Sunday morning versus during the week? You know, I can, on the job, when things get a little bit hairy, I can fly off the handle and chew out somebody. But Sunday morning, I'm all smiles and I want to greet everybody, with love. Do I do that? You know, I'm supposed to do that all the time. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 says, "Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous." So we're to love one another at all times, not just on Sunday morning, but Wednesday morning when things get messed up, I'm still supposed to show that love there. I had to think, there is no, our life each day has something different to do, but there is no separating my spiritual life and my everyday life from the Lord. He's supposed to be Lord of all. I can't have this mindset that, this week whatever happens, who cares? Sunday I'll make it right again. That's not what God wants. He wants us to live for Him every day. And Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, "I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." So we're supposed to present our bodies all the time because it's His. Going back to Psalms 24:1, the earth is the Lord's. You know, it's everything that's therein He created, so it's His. So we need to give Him our body at all times for a living sacrifice. We cannot expect to please God by just giving Him our body on Sunday morning, giving Him our attention, our worship on Sunday morning or Wednesday night or whatever it may be. It's going to have to be all the time. In Romans 12, the next verse 2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." He wants us all the time. The world is confused with the thought that they can acknowledge God on various occasions and then they're fine. At their convenience and, whenever we do it, that's our time for the Lord. And then they feel that they've fulfilled their spiritual duties. That's the trap of this world. We're not to be conformed to that there. So it was a challenge for me when I was thinking over this, because I think too many times I I have this everyday life view and then my Sunday view. And in our Sunday school lesson today, Colossians, chapter 3. Actually, a lot of it has to do with how we should live. Chapter 3, verses 12 through the end of the chapter is what we're studying. But there's a verse 17 says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." You know, everything we do, let's do it in the name of the Lord. Let's do it with an attitude that we're doing it for him, not doing it for ourselves or doing it because it's my work mode or whatever it is. Let's do it for the Lord because he deserves that there. And 23 is kind of the same verse. It says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." And I just had to think, you know, we cannot have a different set of morals for every day of the week. We can't Monday decide, I'm going to follow this, Tuesday do that, then Sunday I'll be right. We can't have that there. That's, do I read my Bible Sunday mornings, the rest of the week, whatever. I can read whatever I want to, I can do whatever, I don't need to look at the Word. That's not what God wants. God wants us to, at all times, give him our utmost attention. And then there's a couple verses in Malachi that I looked into then, and kind of the similar thing, but I'll read it here. Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. And it's a little bit talks about this right here. The Lord's talking to Israel here. "A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith the Lord of hosts unto you? O priests that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have you despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for the sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto the governor. Will he be pleased with thee? Or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts?" So I had to think here, you know, do we give, on certain days, do we give our Lord second best, like he's accusing the people of here? Do we give him the lame and the sick, so to speak? The Lord says here, you know, offer it unto thy governor. You know, would we give our ruler on this earth our second best? Normally, no, we probably wouldn't. We'd want to give him the best. He says, and the thinking I get here is the Lord's like, why are you giving me second best here? Verse 9, and now I pray you, beseech God, and he will be gracious unto us. This hath been your means. Will he regard your person, saith the Lord of hosts? Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do ye kindle fire on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down, the same my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, any pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, says the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. Ye say also, behold, what a weariness it is, and ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts, and ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord, a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen." You know, I just had to think, you know, he is a great king. He is the ruler. So why do I, on Tuesday morning, give him second best? Is it because I have this perverted view that the world has that I've fulfilled my spiritual duty Sunday morning, and now the rest of the week I can live according to what I feel is right? I want to be a better person. I want to serve my Lord at all times, give him all honor and glory, Thursday morning, Friday morning, whenever it is. Let's bring praises, bring the best for our Lord at all times. That was my challenge for me, so and that's all I have. Let's pray.